A very good morning to you all and welcome to day 15 of our 40 days Lenten prayers and reflections. Today is Friday, 5th March 2021. Dear Father in heaven, your word is trustworthy and worthy of all praise. Your word is true and your promises are faithful. When difficulties strike fear in our hearts, we know we can come to you for help. We entrust our lives to you. We need not be afraid, for there is nothing any mere human can do to us. When troubles come, please remind us to always trust you. When difficulties arise, teach us to continually depend on you. When the challenges ahead seem overwhelming, carry us through by your grace. Help us daily as we read and preach and listen to your word, that we may gain knowledge for our salvation and knowledge to lead better lives for you and for humanity. Amen. Listen now for the word of God as it is written in the book of Romans, chapter 5, the verses 1 to 5. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment. For we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. The joy and reward of perseverance. Friend, do you want to be peaceful and joyful? Then you've got to persevere, says Apostle Paul. Notice how he begins our text. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, We have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. We have peace and joy because we have been made right in the sight of God by our faith in Him and through the work of Jesus Christ. So faith in God brings peace. And the faith that brings peace is one that trusts God to bring lasting joy even in the midst of trials and difficulties. Faith that gives us opportunities to transform our difficulties into possibilities and opportunities for growth and development. That is why we can rejoice when we face trials. Now, Paul reckons that through Christ and by faith, we have been introduced to God's grace in which we now stand. Because of Jesus Christ, we can approach the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we even have access to the heaven of God's grace. But there is something more wonderful about this text concerning our relationship to God and with God. And Paul develops it so beautifully. Yes, we have faith in God that brings us peace, and this is glory and glorious. However, the fact remains that in this life, Christians are going through challenges that they must face. For that reason, Paul produces a theology that transforms human burdens into opportunities for growth. Look at Romans 5, verse 3, the New International Version. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope, and hope does not put us to shame. It's a very beautiful connection. Christians would suffer, but through suffering they can learn perseverance, and through perseverance gain character, and character brings hope. Let's think about these qualities together. Suffering produces perseverance or endurance. The Greek word Paul uses for suffering translates to pressure. And what Paul means is that all kinds of things may press in upon us. The lack of basic necessities and straitened circumstances. The absence of loved ones to help us overcome moments of despair. Sorrow when we have lost loved ones. Persecution. Unpopularity. Loneliness. And aloneness. All the pressure from those problems, says Paul, produces endurance or perseverance. And the Greek word he uses for perseverance means more than endurance. It means the spirit which can overcome the world. The spirit which does not passively endure, but which actively overcomes the trials and tribulations of life. When your life is threatened by a pandemic or an uncommon disease, and you are aching out a miserable experience, and then you are bold enough to declare that this can never be my end, as you cry, I will overcome. That is endurance. When you are in the brink of bankruptcy because you have lost your job, or when business is no longer rewarding, while huge debts are still to be paid, and you say to yourself, I will never crumble into dust, and I will never be regarded as a poor man or woman because my right hand will pay my debts. That is endurance. When your relationship is not working any longer because one of the partners have been listening to enemies of progress and taking bad advice. When you notice that and still proclaim boldly, this will never end in separation because the love that binds us will conquer every scheme of the devil. That is endurance. Someone once said to a nice man who was undergoing great sorrow, He said, "Sorrow fairly colors life, doesn't it?" Back came the reply, "Yes, and I propose to choose the color." That is endurance. Endurance is not the spirit which lies down and lets the floods go over it. It is the spirit which meets things courageously and overcomes them. And then Paul goes on to say perseverance or endurance produces character. When affliction is met with fortitude, we emerge stronger and purer and better and nearer to God. And out of the battle, our character is strengthened. And then character produces hope. Now, how does this happen? Let me illustrate it this way. Think of two people who have the same problem or adverse circumstances. It would drive one of them to despair and disappointment, but it will spur the other to triumphant action. To one person, problems or temptations can be the end of hope. To another, a challenge that will lead to greatness. "I do not like crises," said Lord Reith, "but I do like the opportunities they provide." Friend, can you think of your current problems or circumstances as opportunities for something better and even greater? People who allow themselves to become weak and flabby, who allow threatening circumstances to beat them, or who allow themselves to whine and grovel under affliction, are those who lower their spirits, and when the challenge of the crisis comes, they cannot do anything than despair. But those who insist on meeting life with head up conquer things, and when challenges come, they meet them with eyes that are aflame with hope and passion. The character which has endured the test always emerges in hope. Then Paul concludes by saying that the Christian hope is not an illusion because it is founded on the love of God. When our hope is in God, it can never be disappointed. When our hope is in the love of God, it can never be an illusion, because God loves us with an everlasting love. Dear friends, I think this passage can be summarized into four words: faithfulness, endurance, dedication, and patience. It would save us a great deal of trouble if we develop those characteristics as we sojourn this unpredictable world of chances and changes where nothing is really certain and where many failures abound. Young William Wilberforce was discouraged one night in the early 1790s after another defeat in his 10-year battle against the slave trade in England. Tired and frustrated, he opened his Bible and began to leaf through it. A small piece of paper fell out and fluttered to the floor. It was a letter written by John Wesley shortly before his death. Wilberforce read it again. "Unless the divine power has raised you up, I see not how you can go through your glorious enterprise in opposing that abominable practice of slavery, which is the scandal of religion, of England, and of human nature. Unless God has raised you up for this very thing, you will be worn out by the opposition of men and devils. But if God be for you, who can be against you? Are all of them together stronger than God? Oh, be not weary of well-doing. Go on in the name of God and in the power of his might." Friend, we know from history that despite the groundswell of public opinion, Parliament refused to ban slavery until parliamentary reform removed many of its supporters. Despite this, it was still not clear that the British Parliament would act. Wilberforce wrote a last petition, The parliamentary debate lasted 3 months. On the 26th July 1833, the Abolition of Slavery Bill passed its third reading in the House of Commons. A messenger ran to his house and told William Wilberforce that slavery in British colonies had been abolished. 3 days later, on the 29th July 1833, he died. It was his faithfulness, dedication, endurance, and patience that had yielded results. Someone once said, "You can do anything if you have patience. You can carry water in a sieve if you wait until it freezes." Unfortunately, most of us aren't that patient. When we need it, we usually pray, "Lord, give me patience, and I want it now." Or as Margaret Thatcher, former British Prime Minister, said more eloquently, "I am extraordinarily patient, provided I get my own way in the end." That's not patience at all. You do what is right from Scripture, because it is the joy and reward of perseverance. Lord our God, you infuse us with the inner strength that we need. By your power, we are able to endure all things. By trusting in your word and by striving to live as you have commanded, we learn peace and contentment in every circumstance. We find satisfaction whether there is abundance or scarcity. When life is rough and we are in need, teach us to trust and persevere through these tough times with our eyes looking to you for direction. May we feel the fullness of your presence with us as we wait on you to see us through our hardships. Lord, give your people your peace, that we may shine brightly in a dark world. Grant us the courage to live faithfully even in the midst of hard times. Let our fear of you be the beginning of wisdom rather than allowing the fear of the world to drive our actions. Help us to embrace our heavenly citizenship and live strongly in the midst of a world that needs to know you. Show your mercy and heal those who are suffering in your fallen creation. Most of all, Lord, come, restore the world you have made and make all things new. We pray that your will be done. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look kindly on you and give you peace. Amen.